Welcome to Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. I'm Ryan Dobson, and your host is psychologist and best-selling author Dr. James Dobson.
And I'm Luann Crane, and yesterday on this broadcast, we were joined by the Larimore family, who discussed a very painful journey that they went through. In fact, Mrs. Larimore described the grief of that journey and how she coped with the news that her very own two children had been abused by a babysitter.
Well, it's a difficult story for adults to hear, and certainly it's not appropriate for children to be listening to this. So if you have some underfoot, it's time to put them in a different room. Because as hard as this is, we really need to address this subject matter very directly throughout the conversation.
And now, more than any other time, because of the increase and proliferation of child pornography and adult pornography, and more children are unfortunately being abused, and that is what we need to address today. It's very relevant to what we'll be talking about with our guests, Dr. Walt and Barb Larimore, and their two grown children. And Ryan, pretty quickly, people will see this connection.
Well, for many years, this family carried a secret, which you just mentioned, Luann. The children were sexually abused by a babysitter when they were very young. Kate was only 6 years old. Scott was only three. Their parents, Walt and Barb, didn't find out about it until several days or weeks later, but were then advised never to mention it to the kids again.
And in fact, amazingly, 20 years went by until the Lord ordered a series of events that brought that secret into the light and actually brought healing to this family. And that all began when their daughter Kate brought it to light.
Well, we'd like to let you hear the second part of this conversation today, because there is hope and healing there. And for those that missed the first portion, you can get caught up at drjamesdobson.org.
And let me mention just one more time now that around the table during this conversation were Dr. Walt Larimore, his wife Barb Larimore, and their two adult children, Scott and Kate. So here now on this Family Talk broadcast is our host, Dr. James Dobson, as he begins by addressing Dr. Larimore's daughter.
Kate, are you doing okay?
I am.
Are you getting beyond it?
I am. It was a long time in coming. I had a lot to work through as far as healing. May still have some to work through as I'm not yet married.
Yes.
But my best friend, Caroline, my family had a lot to do with it. There was a time I called Caroline. She was in Israel at the time. So there was a 9-hour time difference. And it was probably 3 o'clock in the morning in Israel. And Caroline just held me over the phone. Her breathing was the only thing that kept me. I think I wrote in my journal that her breathing was the only thing that seemed real at that point.
Because were you crying?
I was sobbing. I wasn't suicidal, but I was very, there's no beauty in the world. There are no happy endings for fairy tales. I was very disillusioned, very cynical.
Yeah.
I just had to work through the grief and the anger and, you know, all the emotion dealing with that.
Yeah. And yet you have forgiven him today.
I have, and I still have
honestly,
to.
Honestly, Kate, honestly?
I have, and yet it's not a matter of, I'm glad you brought that up, it's not a matter of forgiving once and the matter's closed. I mean, sometimes I have to forgive him day by day, minute by minute.
Yeah. Scott, you had tears in your eyes when you were talking about Kate and what she's been through. You love her, don't you?
I do.
And do you still feel a little guilty, even though you were 3 years of age, that you weren't able to protect her?
I'd be lying if I said I didn't. There's a little bit of guilt there, a little bit of, you know, it was Kate and I. We were there to take care of each other. That's how our whole childhood was.
The amazing thing, though, is you did what you should have done. You went and told your dad about it.
Absolutely. Scott blurted it out.
Yeah.
Scott essentially saved my life. He saved both of our lives.
He did.
He saved our whole family.